Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Today is the last day of early voting for Texas's November 4th election. Three seats are open in the Cypress-Fairbanks ISD school board race. 2 years ago, the board gained a 6-1 conservative majority and has since implemented a number of right-wing policies. Brandon Rottinghouse, a professor of political science at the University of Houston, explains why this race could have a larger impact.
This election is a microcosm of school board battles across Texas. Conservatives have won victories in several districts, but some backlash has left those wins vulnerable. The Cy-Fair races will tell us a lot about how much conservative bite there is in school board politics in suburban areas.
The election could be a referendum on the ultra-conservative policies recently implemented. Cleanup continues along the Galveston Ship Channel after oil spilled in a portion of it on Tuesday. This was all the result of a vessel crashing and discharging oil, according to multiple outlets. The channel was closed between the Gulf Copper Shipyard and Pelican Island Bridge, but has since reopened. There are certain restrictions in place for it now, though. All vessels must stay at least 200 feet away from the pier where the crash occurred and reduce their speed. That's so cleanup can commence on schedule. It has not been revealed yet how much oil spilled or what caused the vessel to crash. President Trump says China will resume purchase of soybeans made in the United States as the two sides hammer out a trade deal. Our Rob Salinas says the deal would be welcome relief for Texas farmers.
Texas is not one of the big soybean producers in the country, but it is still facing the same problems. With the Chinese market cut off, farmers have turned to Mexico to unload their product with limited success.
Congestion in Mexico, rail congestions, pricing. It has not been successful shipping beans into Mexico thus far this year.
Brett Mock owns the Victoria Calhoun Grain Company in Placidio. He says the soybean harvest and the